It's normal.
Yeah. So, were you shocked to see John leave yesterday?
A little shocked. I know, me playing with John for the last 4 years, I understand how competitive he is and how much pride he has about what he does on the field. And you know, it sucks that, you know, he can't play every down, but that's what he wants to do, you know. And, you know, he wasn't happy with his role. And, you know, I'm behind his decision all the way. Whatever he wants to do, I would love him to stay, but, you know, obviously, every guy has to look out for himself.
Did you see this coming at all, that he was upset he might, you know, go this way?
Not to this extreme, no. I didn't see that coming. I mean, I knew that he was uncomfortable with his role. That's pretty much all I knew.
So, where did the Broncos suffer the most in his absence? Because obviously, you know, he's a good locker room guy and a good player.
Well, he was almost like our fourth linebacker out there. I mean, he's great in run defense. And his leadership, most of all, is going to be missed because he's a proven winner. I mean, he's a Hall of Fame player. And, you know, guys look up to him and respect him for what he's done and what he can do.
Champ, who is a leader on this defense now? I know you're not the most vocal guy, but who is a leader on this team?
Well, you don't have to yell at anybody to be a leader. I mean, I think people misunderstand that you just lead by example, you know. And I think the way you lead on this defense is you work hard every day and, you know, when guys get down, you pick them up. And, you know, I know as myself, I mean, I have to step up a little bit, you know, without John there, because John was always the guy that said something. And, you know, DJ Williams, you look at him, and there's a lot of guys that, you know, lead by example. And we expect everybody to kind of pick themselves up and the guys around them.
Now, Champ, you probably understand John's situation better than anybody around you, because he's this pro who's been at this high level his entire career, and now he gets to the end of his career, and you know, the frustration of coming into camp, wanting to be the every down guy, not getting the reps maybe. Can you comment on how frustrating particularly that must have been for him as compared to other players?
I'm sure it's very frustrating. I mean, this would have been his 16th year if he plays, you know, and I can't say that I've been there, but you know, he just come off a Pro Bowl year, so it's not like he can't play. I mean, it's just, you know, when a team is ready to move on and go in a certain direction, it's just the way you have to take it. I mean, you look at Jerry Rice, he didn't finish in San Francisco, I mean, but he was a great player.
Champ, how much has it set the defense back? Because John had been, you know, pretty much first-team-based defense for all the OTAs, first week of camp. I mean, does it set you guys back as far as regrouping now?
Well, not really. You know, I think the hardest thing, we're just going to miss his presence and, you know, what he brought to us. But I think we got a lot of time to adjust. So I don't think it's going to set us back too much.
And, of course, guys are ready to step in like Marlon and Mark One.
Yeah, yeah. And, they're smart players. I mean, they've been around. So we expect them to fill in and play it as well as we expect them to.
Champ, you came in with John, and now you look around. When you look around the defense, there's like barely anybody left from when you first came to the Broncos. You scratch your head sometimes, and you know the business. But, I mean, is it kind of still strange to look around and see so many new faces?
Not anymore. You know, I'm getting used to it. I mean, you look back at probably 05, I mean, we probably got 10, 12 guys on the whole team, you know, that was on that team. So, I mean, it's nothing new. It's just the way this business is.